Here's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff. Stover Funeral Home and Crematory has been a part of Strasburg, Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley since 1878. Stover Funeral Home takes great pride in caring for their families and works tirelessly to provide you with a beautiful, lasting tribute to your loved one. Having the only on-site crematory in Shenandoah County, Stover Funeral Home and Crematory gives peace of mind in knowing your loved one never leaves their care throughout the entire time of caring for your family. While honoring your loved one is their top priority, Stover also helps families by providing a wide range of resources and guidance, not only today, but in the weeks and months to come. It's truly our family serving your family for over 145 years. Stover Funeral Home, 177 North Holiday Street, 540-465-5101. Back on Thursday, boys high school basketball, the Bull Run District Championship. Luray beats Strasburg 46-42 in overtime. This was a hard-fought game. Both offenses struggled, especially early on. But then in the second half, Rams seemed to take control with a 13-0 run. However, the Bulldogs responded with 9 straight. Grayson Hoddle's stick back tied the game with 1:45 to go in regulation. And those were the last points in the fourth quarter. In overtime, Luray got a 3-pointer with 1:15 to go to take the lead for good, and uncharacteristically turned the ball over 20 times. Dellinger led Strasburg with 16 points. He also had 10 rebounds. Josiah Warner, 14 points and 10 boards. Wrestling Friday and Saturday, the Class II Championships. Strasburg finished in second place. The Rams team was runner-up to Pocosin, but Hudson Conrad took the title at 285, and he closes out his career as a 3-time state champion. He was the lone gold medalist for the Rams. They had 4 second-place finishes from Eli Troxell, Braden Martinez, Harper Sherman, and Carson Duckworth, and a couple of bronze medals from Aiden Swink and Nolan Adelson. Stonewall had 2 wrestlers in the top 8. Jerry Salazar took 5th place at 126. Charlie Hoover was 6th at 144. And from Central, Eric Vasquez was 5th at 120. Off to the colleges now, and in men's hoops on Saturday, JMU beat Georgia State 80-65. The Duke's Crews shooting 56% from the field despite only being 2 of 15 from 3-point range. Cliff Davis led the way with 27, Gabe Newhoff had 18. Shenandoah beat Guilford 78-72. Ellis Wright poured in 37 points to lead the Hornets, and Dorian Davis had a double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Bridgewater fell to Randolph-Macon 67-61, a 9-2 stretch late in the game, pulled it out for the Yellow Jackets. Mason Ramey had 13 for the Eagles. Javon Jenkins added 11 points. And the finale for EMU, they lost to Averett 83-52. Donovan Arneson scored 12 for the Royals. For the ladies on Saturday, JMU breezed past Appalachian State 74-48. Ashanti Barnes, 23.7 rebounds. Peyton McDaniel, 18 points and 11 boards. Shenandoah beat Randolph 53-38. With a victory, the Hornets clinched the 4th spot in the upcoming ODAC tournament. Addison Bangs had 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals, and Emily Williams 10 points and 10 rebounds. Bridgewater fell to Hollins 54-51. They'll be the 3rd seed in the ODAC tournament. Jay Garcia had 15 points and 13 rebounds for the Eagles. And EMU closed the year with a loss to Lynchburg 54-39. They were in this game, but they only scored 5 points in the 4th quarter. Grace Burke had 17, Jariah Osborne 14 points. And that's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.